Goldie, it's out.
Begins now.
And it begins with Matt LaFleur
telling me he's not going to give me the game plan.
I know. I don't want your game plan. I gave it back to him, I thought. I want to get Tausch's.
Kind
of
sounded like
you
wanted the game plan.
No, I don't think so. And I thought I got a good answer again. Here we go again. Here is the Wilde and LaFleur show from yesterday's press conference.
Being critiqued, we've obviously asked a lot of questions about the pass rush. Now you got a guy like Kyler Murray. Is there some carryover from what you guys, the approach you guys took in the first 2 weeks to the way you would want to approach him, and maybe the pass rush won't look like the gangbusters?
You want me to tell you the game plan, Jason? You got to be smart. You got to be smart when you're going against a quarterback of this caliber in terms of he can make you look really silly really fast. And if you give him huge rush lanes, he's going to take advantage of it. And like I said, he can beat you with his legs. He can beat you with his arm. I think he's got a lot of talented players around him. I think they're really doing a nice job. So it's going to be a great test for our football team.
He can make you look really silly really fast. I don't want the game plan. That's exactly what I was looking for, because you just said what is obvious. If they try to get up the field like they would normally do against a Matthew Stafford or a Will Levis, he's going to break containment and he's going to be gone. And you're going to have real problems. Right? Simple. No?
Well, why'd you ask the question then, if it's so simple?
Because I want him to say it instead of me.
Well, there's no doubt, and this is always in today's NFL now, when you have a lot of dynamicity at the quarterback position, it puts a lot more stress on your offense or on your defense. And I think with Kyler, I'm not sure they have a ton. It's not like the old Cam Newton days, or even with Josh Allen or Lamar, where they'll have designed runs. I don't know how much of that outside of quarterback draws Arizona will do. I don't think they're going to have like a rolling sweep like we see sometimes with those guys. But the RPO game and the stress that that puts on your edge defenders, it's hard. And you have to make sure you're dialed in, because it's almost as if the defensive ends now are being viewed as offensive tackles. And what I mean by that is you can make the right read 10 out of 11 times. You can crash down and tackle the back, or you can read it and get the quarterback and have contain. But if you mess up one of them, like is what happened in San Fran last week, Kyler Murray's gone. And if your job is to take the quarterback, you could be perfect, 10 out of 10, just like you could be 30 out of 30 in pass protection. But that 31st rep, boop, you give up a stracker, and it goes the other way, that's what you're going to be remembered. And so that, it puts a lot of pressure on your edge. And in turn, a lot of pressure on your interior. I actually think it's more pressure on your interior guys, because the way you mess that stuff up is by getting penetration and by forcing guys to bubble and not have direct access to the points that they're going. That's when you make your biggest plays. So this will be, I think, about as stern of a test for this defensive front seven as we've seen all season with what Kyler Murray can bring. Now, that's not saying they have the best offensive line and they have all the best skill. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
The way this offense and what they do with Kyler, you better have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. Details and every little thing you do is going to be of utmost importance in order to stop what they do on offense.
All right, we're going to shift gears, do a little Did You Hear This, the Barry Alvarez edition coming up. But before that, I am on some sort of text chain that entails Jesse and Ben Brust.
And yeah, can I unsubscribe? There's a lot of that. I want to unsubscribe to that one if I can. I don't even know what they. What are they? Even talking
well, that's mean.
What is mean about it?
Why do you want to unsubscribe from our text chain?
Maybe well, it's I have a very nothing valuable to do with text it. Chain. I don't even know. Like, what are Jason and I doing? If it was
great
something
question.
About
we asked
for Trio well, or you, something else, I'm on board.
You asked Rasheed Walker about you. Bowling, and Jason yep. asked if he wanted any tips from me, and then Brust promptly, you know, Johnny on the
oh.
spot, follows up with, I beat Jesse in bowling. He can't consider himself to be the greatest bowler ever.
Okay, I want to resubscribe. Now that you give me that, I'm resubscribing to the text chain.
Well, good, because you're still
I
on
thought,
there.
I don't know. I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. Now that you give me that context, I like it.
You were right there for the live interview with Rasheed Walker. How did you
it's
not
true.
Recognize that's what we were talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. Fair. It's on me. A lot of you guys are really making – you're holding me accountable. And as a teammate, I appreciate you two holding me accountable.
Are you here to apologize?
And I'm taking the rest of the week off.
I have your immaculate grid ready to do during the commercial break.
I still don't know what that is. I didn't have time to look it up.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do it. Digi only, this commercial break right here coming up.
All right. So before we do that, within the said text message chain, Jesse claims...
Is anybody else recognizing, and I know we're on terrestrial radio, is anyone else recognizing the fact Jesse is on TV a lot more since he's skinny?
No doubt.
Is anyone else, like, I've noticed it. I would love for our analytics firm, and boys, I know I ask a lot of you.
Yes,
let's
you
go through how much time per three-hour show pre-Jesse, 60 days ago, compared to now. I'm guessing he's up 6 to 7X on his time on screen.
I don't believe there is any correlation, and if Geriod and the Klinkster are going to put that kind of time in for you, you better start paying them.
Well, we don't have any funds. Happening. We don't have funds for that. I apologize.
They all went into the brick and mortar Hall of Fame that we're building.
We have a lot of love for our analytics firm. We've given them many responsibilities. This might be their most important task we've given yet.
All right, we're burying the lead because within the text message that Tausch has unsubscribed and resubscribed to, Jesse claims that since his wager with Brust, in which Brust beat him, he has since rolled a 300 game.
Nine pin? Nine pin?
Is that what
no,
you're referring
that doesn't
to?
Count.
Was it a 300 on the scoreboard?
This is a lie, then. This is dishonest.
You don't think he'd be, Jason, you don't think he'd be just shouting from the rooftops?
That's why I was so surprised.
I was shouting from the rooftops when it was a fake 300. So, yeah, like it's a 300. The scoreboard said 300 at the end of the round.
I was duped. Forget it.
9 of the 12 were real strikes.
It doesn't matter.
It's pretty good.
So when are we doing the thing where your arm falls off because you bowl 1,000 balls and you don't put together 12 strikes in a row?
I think I know when we're going to do it. We're going to do it when it's bowl season.
Stubbies? We doing it Stubbies?
No, I think we have a suitor in place to host the 300 challenge in one of our markets. And it might be a little bit of a drive from Sun Prairie, but I think it's going to be worthwhile. So... stay tuned. Conversations are ensuing around bowl season or when we're getting ready for bowl stream TV. One or the other, we're going to do it.
Okay. We look forward to that.
And just for the record, you're going to go for as long as it takes to bowl 12 straight strikes. Is that what we're doing?
What?
Better start now.
Here we go, planning the show on the show again. What I think we should do is we pick one week, and during our show, I bowl continuously so my arm doesn't fall off. Because once we get 4 hours in, we're not going to be getting anywhere.
First off,
so you just found a way to not have to produce the show all week.
Of course he did. But,
and but, go bowling.
Why do you think he keeps rotating people through? He is transitioning. Right now. That's what Jesse is doing. He's transitioning.
No, I just want to go bowling. For a good cause. We're going to make it charitable. We're going to do it during our window
so
of time.
So I don't
here.
Have to work.
And I would like for my pinky to not fall off. Like that's.
Oh, your little pinky. Oh, your pinky going to fall off too. Oh.
I don't know. I want to get to Did You Hear This? Tausch, we did Prize Picks earlier in the program. So this sounds like an idea that I would not say, pour me in coach four. I'm not.
Oh, I'm in. Because Brust will come too. I think Brust, they compete to see who can get their 12 straight strikes quicker.
Oh, Brust, he's not throwing a 300. There's no chance.
Well, he beat you.
Yeah, I bowled poorly. He got five strikes in a row and was the luckiest guy on planet Earth.
All right, this is something
day.
We're going to work out. We are going to work this out, and the first one to get the 12 straight strikes will win. We'll do a nice charitable component to it, and we'll have Tito's there on game day, which will be Lord knows when that will be. But pour me in, coach, for that, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root, root, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack of spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito Rita, or take home the win with a Tito's and anything. You're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
A game of Did You Hear This? The Barry Alvarez on the Great Dane Huddle edition is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's get to it. What's Barry coming on our show again? He's on that show every week. Virtually.
When are we going to do a show on site with his former teammates giving him drinks and stuff?
I think his show. Isn't that his show?
It's not the Barry Alvarez show. It's called the Great Dane Huddle.
It's not the Barry Alvarez show yet.
Oh, okay.
But
I thought our content director is. I'll ask our content director, since we're planning our show on air, what's going on?
Barry keeps showing up, and so we're going to keep putting a microphone in front
boy.
Of him if he wants to keep showing up.
Right.
So as long as that's the case, let's keep having Barry Alvarez on, yeah.
I thought he was, based on the TV telecast the other day, I thought he was in Naples, which I hope his home down there is safe, because that got him pretty
hard. I haven't
hard.
Paid a ton of attention. It sounds like the hurricane wasn't as bad, thankfully, as everybody thought, right?
It was pretty bad for Tampa and Clearwater.
It took out the Tampa Bay Rays roof.
The Tampa Bay Rays are homeless now. They were hoping to get a new stadium. I don't know if that had been passed or not, but they were using Tropicana Field as a staging area for, because our neighbor is a Marine, and he went down there to help, and that's where he was like bunking in, and now the roof is gone. So, yeah, I mean, it was not as... I don't think it was as catastrophic as they were worried it was going to be, but still bad. Definitely. Whatever this show is called.
The Great Dane Huddle.
For now,
every week on ESPN Madison, usually Mondays from 6 to 7.
Barry Alvarez appeared on it once again. And here is a little... Did you hear this?
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This on Wilde and Tausch.
And I know what you've been thinking, Jason. What does Barry Alvarez think of the Romeo Doubs situation?
I have been wondering. I have to be honest.
Here is the former Badgers head coach and athletic director with his take on the Romeo Doubs one-game suspension.
I hate that. I hate when a player is so selfish that it's more about him than it is his team. The coach is making decisions on who he's going to throw to according to a game plan and matchups, et cetera, et cetera. And if you just don't, you're not getting the ball, you're not getting open enough or haven't been. Or, you know, there's a reason why you're not getting it. And if you're going to sit around and pout, then maybe you shouldn't be on the team.
Pretty harsh critique from Coach Alvarez. Barry, or you're Tausch. Tausch, what do you think of what Barry had to say there about the Romeo Doubs situation?
So, Barry's obviously coached a long time. He's a Hall of Fame coach. It's really hard to kind of piece all that together, keep it together, and you need guys that they don't have to be happy with their role. They have to accept their role, and then you figure out how you move forward. I don't have a ton of problems with what Coach said there. I think, was it selfish for what Romeo did? 100% it was. The fact that it's not resolved at this point makes me super concerned. And as a football team, you know, from his perspective as a coach, that's the stuff that keeps you up at night. So I can completely understand his understanding of that. Now, he's not up there. He doesn't know all the, you know, interpersonal dynamics as well, but he's giving you his perspective as the old ball coach, and I firmly believe that's how he would handle it. He would be very stern and make sure you're either with us or you're not. And if you're not, that's okay. But we need volunteers. We need hungry cats that want to help our team win. And if that's not where your goals are, we need to really evaluate where we're at.
Want to update folks about Brian Bulaga, because I'm not going to, stop beating the dead horse. I'm done with Romeo Doubs. I texted with Brian Bulaga last night.
You mean
night
like in general you're done?
No, I'm done talking about him for today.
Or just on the show?
Done talking about him for today.
Why?
I got Badgers clips from Barry if you want to hear
great.
Them.
I can't wait for that.
Just wait a second. It's a big story. We've all acknowledged that. It's a huge piece to what this team's doing. And now you're just going to stop talking about it?
Well, the show's almost over.
You're going to talk about the Hurricane instead?
You're going to go to Hurricane? What are you, Jim Cantora?
I
don't know
Jim
any
Cantora.
Other ones. Chuck Shortino
Ginger,
now?
Ginger
hey,
Z.
Shortino, if you have a, can you call in? I want your take on Romeo Doubs, since Wildy's going to break down barometric pressure.
Well, first
what
of all,
what are we doing?
First of all, your guy Anderson Cooper was in Bradenton, Florida last night.
Oh, definitely. I'm not. You didn't have a 60 Minutes piece to do? Every station has to hire him?
I was being sarcastic. Tausch is not a huge fan. But we are a fan of someone else who lives in Bradenton, Florida, and that is Brian Bulaga. And so I don't think he's a huge fan either. I asked him if Anderson Cooper was bunking in with him since they were both in Bradenton. But Anderson Cooper was out in the hurricane last night, and he was getting getting blown around a little bit. A lot of rain, a lot of wind. But it did give me an opportunity to check in again with Brian, who had lost internet and cable, as we expected. He still did have power, at least the last time I talked to him. But he and Abby and the kiddos were doing okay. So for those that are asking, which there are a number of you, last report from Brian, he doesn't have the internet. I'm guessing he probably will not be on the home hour tonight, but I'd never rule it out. But I think they're A-okay and they're safe and sound. So for Kathy, who doesn't want us to beat this dead horse anymore, and other people complaining on Twitter that we're discussing this, there is your Brian Bulaga update instead. Whoa, Nelly.
Did you hear this?
Is this Whoa, Nelly? Your Jason Wilde, Brian Bulaga, Anderson Cooper
Shortino,
hurricane update during
ya.
Did you
Chuck.
Hear this from the Great Dane Huddle featuring Barry Alvarez?
Chuck, we need you. What do you think of Alvy's comments on Romeo Doubs? We'll get that next. All right, what do you got, Jesse?
Here is Barry Alvarez talking Badgers, saying the team took the next step in their win over Purdue.
I think we took the next step. I think the next two games are going to tell you that, because these are teams very equal to us. You're going to be in a four-quarter game. They're going to be physical. Both teams are well-coached. And we'll see if we can play it four quarters. It's going to be a tighter game, a different type of game than this past one was.
Tausch, you expecting a battle against Rutgers on Saturday like Coach is?
Oh, big time. Rutgers is physical. Rutgers will smack you in the mouth. Rutgers, I think Alvy respects the heck out of what Greg Schiano has done with Rutgers. Mm-hmm. I do. And this will be a big test. Last week was the step that this program needed to take against a bad football team, Purdue's not good, but you did what you were supposed to do. And now I think the test out there is going to be big. A Saturday in Piscataway, it's going to be a telling day, I think, for this Wisconsin Badgers program.
Come on. You didn't have another rhyme at the end there?
What else rhymes with Piscataway and Saturday?
Well, then you said it's going to be a telling day. The Badgers will have to find their way.
That's okay.
Okay.
That would have been good.
Okay.
That would have been better. I don't know. What's the weather going to be like there?
All right.
What's the weather in Jersey?
What I did there was shifted gears because I don't want to deal with people anymore today.
I totally understand what you did. I don't like what you did. I'm going to continue to pile on
what you did. Yeah, I know.
I understand. You understand.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, I just thought people would like to know how
do I need a vest? What I really want to know is do I need a vest or a quarter zip in Piscataway?
So, first of all, like, aren't you inside of a booth?
Well, you open the windows up if you're a real pro. I know LePay's got the windows open during that broadcast, right, Tausch?
You can't call a game with no windows open.
The forecast.
That's the difference between an analyst and a media member right there.
The forecast for Saturday in Piscataway. According to the Weather
Channel. Have a day. Big game day in Piscataway on Saturday.
Forecast for Saturday, 75 degrees, mostly sunny.
Beautiful New
Jersey
day. Chamber
of Commerce day in Piscataway. Oh.
2% chance of rain, winds north by northwest at 9 miles per hour. So you don't need a vest, but you could probably get away with a vest if you so choose. Next.
Did you hear this?
Thanks, Jason. We'll check back for the full forecast coming up in a couple of minutes during Whoa Nelly.
Jason Wilde's 3-degree guarantee.
In the meantime, in other news, Barry Alvarez weighing in on Braden Locke stepping in, looking pretty solid as QB2 becoming QB1 this season. Little Tarik and Derek extra here with this clip from the Great Dane Huddle.
I think we have a lot of playmakers. Hey, and a lot of depth at the skill positions. I don't know how many times over the years we've had that many guys that are giving you that many big plays. It's nice to see.
We would have loved the Braden Locke back in the day that could go throw the ball and do some things.
There was an extended cut there where, again, poor Mike Samuel keeps getting ridiculed by all these different shows that we have, even though he won a couple.
He's a winner.
He won all Rose Bowl, right? One was him, and then the other was Bollinger. Is that how that worked back? I was eight. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
I don't know if that was necessary.
Well, I realized I started talking and didn't know what I was actually about to say.
Well, that happens a lot.
Point being, Tausch, what do you make of these skill players for the
Badgers? I don't know what to say on game day on Saturday in Piscataway.
No way.
What's your question?
What do you make of these skill position players that have stepped up, including Tawi Walker and Braden Locke and Tretch Kekahuna and other players showcasing the depth of the Badgers roster last week?
No, it was fun. I thought it was needed because you had three wideouts go down at some point in that football game last week, and you had to have guys step up. So it was needed. I think that was one of the question marks coming into the season, and then after the first week, it wasn't a ton of explosive plays. We've seen Wisconsin make big plays. That's something that I think moving forward we're going to continue to need, and now that you see a couple of young guys, you know, elevating themselves, obviously with Tretch being able to do a little bit what we saw in that bowl game, let's continue to see that. And the running back position, too, you got Dupree, who's getting more and more work. I would expect the goal would be for him to continue to make big plays, too. So there are options. I think we have to make sure we see this against better competition, too, because Purdue was bad.
Yeah.
That's just those are just being facts. But you beat bad teams and you have big plays, and that's what we did.
I would like to hear Tausch rhyme Kekahuna more frequently, if that's possible. Also, let's not
missed the point of this. The clip of Tarik Saleh talking about how we would have loved to have had a Braden Locke back in the day. For those of us that are older than Jesse, and Brooks Bollinger was terrific, and we love him on this show. He is a good friend of yours. He won a lot of football games. He played in the NFL. He started in the NFL. Jim Sorgi started in the NFL. But there were guys that played the quarterback position during a certain era of the Barry Alvarez football program that were not outstanding throwers of the football. They were there to hand the ball off and not turn the ball over. And that was great if you could play from ahead, but there were times where things were challenging and there wasn't a whole lot of great football being thrown around the old ball yard. So that was very funny for those of us that remember that era. And I think Tarik deserves the Hall of Famer that he is, deserves some credit for a pretty good line there that I do not want us to miss. I can't wait to listen to the extended cut. Where can I find the entirety of the Great Dane Huddle, Jesse?
I'm glad you asked, Jason. You could subscribe to the Great Dane Huddle podcast on Wisconsin On Demand or find it on wisconsinondemand.com. And the show debuts every Monday at 6 o'clock on 100.5 ESPN Madison.
Whoa, Nelly,
what's
is
the name of that show again?
The Barry Alvarez Show.
Great Dane Huddle featuring Jason Wilde's meteorological insights.
Shortino.
With Barry Alvarez.
That was something now. That was something. That was something.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
More weather updates and Brian Bulaga updates coming up, but now it's time for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Tausch, you lower on Anderson Cooper or LeBron James?
LeBron is really good. I'm going to say Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper's good at delivering the news and hosting New Year's Eve and other variety shows.
Yeah, I mean, we can disagree
shows.
On that. We can disagree on that if we want. That's fine. I don't have any problem.
Whoa, Nelly!
What does LeBron James have to do with Anderson Cooper?
Well, tonight...
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm glad you asked, Jason.
Great question, Jason.
Tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers are in town at Fiserv Forum for a preseason showdown with the Milwaukee Bucks. Lakers-Bucks tonight at 7 o'clock. LeBron James tweeted after our show got done yesterday afternoon, "Can someone please explain to me why we're getting on a plane and heading to Milwaukee for one preseason game?" Exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, question mark. LeBron sharing with the world his frustration to get on a plane and fly to Milwaukee for a preseason game against the Bucks, prompting a lot of response. Some people criticizing LeBron for being a millionaire with the easiest job in the world and just go on your private jet and go to Milwaukee and play the game. Some people from Wisconsin and Milwaukee sharing all the fun things to do in Milwaukee, thinking this was a slight on the city. Tausch, what do you make of LeBron's tweet?
So it's not a slight on the city at all. I don't think I've ever heard him say that about a regular season game, right? There's plenty of teams in the 500-mile radius that all of the... You only play 3 or 4 preseason games now. Some teams will go to Las Vegas and do that. I usually don't defend LeBron. I usually don't.
No.
I'm a Jordan guy.
Yeah, here it comes.
I am always going to be a Jordan guy. He is the GOAT. LeBron took the easy way. There's just a lot. LeBron still deserves. He is what a player. But why would you, if you're only playing 3 preseason games or 4 for the whole thing, why wouldn't you just, the Clippers are literally, well, I think they moved now, but they were in the same building. These guys aren't playing a ton of minutes. You're getting all these young guys. Why wouldn't you just play teams within your 500-mile radius? Do you think the Bucks? You think Giannis wants to fly out to L.A. to go play a minute and a half?
Nope.
Play the Pacers, play the Pistons, play the Timberwolves. This isn't hard.
Yep.
So I can't believe I'm on this side of it, but LeBron's right. It is ridiculous, and it makes no sense at all to fly 2,500 miles to play one preseason game and fly home. He's right.
He gets some quality time with his son on the plane.
When Jesse sent this to me, I thought the exact same thing. I can't believe that Jesse found me something that I'm siding with LeBron on. I didn't take this as a slight on Milwaukee at all.
Not at all.
Do I think he loves Milwaukee? Probably not. There are probably other road trips that he prefers. But no, for a preseason game, play the Clippers, play the Jazz, they're closer. Play the Golden State Warriors. Anybody else I'm missing that's close by, like the across
Sacramento,
the country?
Sacramento.
Sure,
Seattle.
Sacramento.
You could just
Seattle doesn't have a team, but Portland.
You could just do it like the NBA in-season tournament, just do neutral site in Vegas or like Summer League, like have everybody get together there for a couple of days.
You don't need to fly. That'd be like the Heat having to go play Portland. Well, what are we doing here?
Well, what about
head up to Orlando, play Orlando. If you gotta head over to Dallas, boom, boom, hit it and be done.
What about NFL preseason?
It's the same thing.
Didn't you play in games where you went out to like Oakland or San Francisco ever preseason?
San Diego, we played. Yes.
Yeah.
It should be Cleveland, Kansas City, Indy, and be done with it.
Nashville.
Those are the teams we should play.
You liked your Nashville.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Well, there you go.
Whoa, Nelly.
I'm just convinced. Common sense sometimes isn't common. He could write that down. Thomas.
Also, Jesse on video a lot more these days.
The Mets won the NLDS yesterday against the Phillies. Do you believe in the reverse curse of the Milwaukee Brewers? That every team that has ever beaten the Brewers in the postseason has gone on to the World Series, despite the odds of the Diamondbacks last year and the Washington Nationals in 2019 and others that have come before them.
What are you doing?
And what is that?
It's like a little deal. There's something to it, but... I don't think there's only six teams in these playoffs. One of them's got to win. I mean, is it a coinkydink that this happens the way it did? Yeah, probably. But it's becoming a trend. And we have to start wondering, why is that a trend? You know, it'd be nice if we'd win the series and we become the world champs. That'd be fun. I'm done with all this other stuff. I'm kind of done with it.
I did see a tweet yesterday that the Brewers should scrimmage themselves after the regular season ends before the postseason starts. And that way they can say they beat the Brewers and keep the streak alive of teams that beat the Brewers going to the World Series.
Who told you that?
That's not that clever.
It was a tweet that I saw circulating.
Yeah, who sent it?
It made me smirk. I enjoyed it.
You're a pretty easy audience then.
That's really easy. That is not clever at all.
You know, I don't like your attitude in this segment.
Well, I'm looking forward to another weather breakdown from Wildy is what I'm looking forward to.
All right. Well, we'll have our final check of the weather as we wrap things up. I do think it's fascinating that this has played out this way, by the way, Jesse. And if the Mets make the World Series, what I don't understand is, as a fan of the Brewers, are you glad to see this working out this way? So you could say, well, at least we lost to the team that went to the World Series. I would personally, being a little more of a competitor, say this really makes me even more angry because I feel like my team could have done this if the team that beat me, they had home field advantage against them. The Mets are doing this without home field, are they not?
They are. Yesterday was the first time the Mets have clinched a postseason series win on their home field at Citi Field, which they've played at for more than a decade now, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll have one last check of the weather next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All right, show's over. I'm going to be at Lambeau Field next. Will Romeo Doubs talk to us? Don't know. Will he have improved his standing with his teammates and his coaches? That's the real important question. Please don't get it twisted. Yeah?
I think he will.
I would hope so. But this is, again... This story would already be in the rear view if it wasn't handled the way it was handled yesterday, the way it was. And I'm not totally criticizing I'm not criticizing Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love. I'm talking about Romeo Doubs and the way he handled it. Apparently, did not set things to rest. And again, I do talk to people within the building. I don't tell you who they are all the time, but I can tell you that this was not resolved yesterday to the degree that they were hoping it would be. Period. Will it be resolved today? I don't know. But one resolved yesterday. We'll see if he talks to us today. If he doesn't, up to him. I'm going to go do my job regardless.
What's the big story besides Romeo?
If he does not do anything different,
never mind.
Is he dressing and playing on Sunday?
I don't think so. I think there's more mending that needs to be done, is the feeling that I get. That's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. We have plenty of other things to talk about, too, so don't worry. We won't beat that dead horse. Can you tell I'm irritated?
I'm off tomorrow.
You are so funny. You let Gladys in North Dakota bother you this much is amazing to me.
Because I think we were more than fair with Romeo Doubs today. That's
100%.
Why it bothers me.
But Gladys,
if we were unfair to him,
today.
I would understand it. But I don't think we were. Mm-hmm. That's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. He may come up in conversation tomorrow. I hope you'll listen still. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.